To finish then, back to where we started and the news this week that the world's climate scientists have said, sorry folks, you've all got to try a little bit harder. Comedian Colm O'Regan is, as you know, Countrywide's go-to everyman. He grew up on a farm, but he lives in a town. And as author of The Climate Worrier, A Hypocrite's Guide to Saving the Planet, he offers us now this insight into how he is coping with a week like this.
Oh no, another IPCC report. They're never good, are they? They never come out and say, actually, I don't know where all the carbon has gone. And does anyone feel the cold? To paraphrase the most recent one, it basically said, seriously, lads, it's your own and your children's time you're wasting. You're nowhere near them targets unless you cop on. The targets in this country are like a Leaving Cert student not doing a tap until May, but then hoping to pull a few all-nighters on the bank holiday weekends. We've a rake of work to do before 2030, but we'll be hell for leather in 2029. I can feel it. What to do about all of this as a worrier? And I am a worrier, professional one. Risk aversion is my love language. So what should I do with a planetary-sized worry? Part of me wishes they all got it incredibly wrong with the science, or that it's a giant conspiracy. But I know the science. Correction, I don't know the science. I believe the science. Not because I'm some sort of sheeple or sherson, to use the singular, who will swallow anything big something shovels out at me, but because conspiracy theorists usually vastly overestimate the organisational ability of the people they accuse of conspiring. So I'm kind of concluding that, yeah, things are bad and not getting better. Thinking about climate change and nature in trouble is not one long journey of enlightenment. It's frankly a pain in the hoop. I wish I could think about something else. There are lots of times when I get very down and the parade of bad news doesn't stop. The list of things I didn't know I had to worry about is added to daily or hourly. To get through the worry, I arm myself with a list of imperfect, inaccurate principles that might only work for me, but just get me through the day. The first big one is that I'd rather be an idiot than a cynic. Like, I'd rather try. So maybe if it's just picking up rubbish, planting a few trees and incrementally changing bits of my life in a pathetic belief that we can help fix this, it's just still better than assuming that everything is terrible and anyone who's trying anything is up to something. I'm not being a gooder person. It's just self-preservation. Another one is that you have to burn a bit of diesel to save a bit of diesel. So yes, people planting native hedges to keep deer from eating other native trees might need to drive up to the mountains. Yes, some cycle lanes have plastic wands, because you can't always wait for the perfect way to do a better thing. Number three, now no disrespect intended, but I don't have the room in my brain for your bad news too. Okay, we're running out of salamanders. That's awful, but at the moment I only have room to worry about corncrakes. And finally, targets are good, and a lot of us are hoping that if we fail the exams in May, we can repeat in August. But we still shouldn't give up, even if targets aren't met. My point is, there's still a hell of a lot of planet left to save after 2030 or 2040 or whatever. It's still worth doing. I feel better already. Now, when's the next report out?
More of Colm, not surprisingly, on colmoregan.com. And that is all that we have time for this week. On the Countrywide team, Eileen Herron set the targets. Stephen Higgins counted the carbon. Harry Buckless monitored the methane leakage. Sinead Mooney has your pick of the week's radio after the news at 9 o'clock. But from everybody here, until the same time next week, goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.